I'm sure there are still people who are listening who are absolutely positive that you're mistaken, that you've been listening to bad sources of information. Can you talk about your sources of information? Is it people who are already advocates of nuclear power who are therefore providing data that supports their point of view already? Or how should we find a good source, resource, to know what the real dangers are?
The group that I get my information with is the group that begins with peer review and then continues to discernment. So peer review is not sufficient, but after peer review, they look at the information some more. They do some consideration of it. I almost never cite anything that has just been peer reviewed. I usually look for information that comes from the major reports, like National Academy of Sciences. Above that are complaints. If scientists don't like the work that is being done by National Academy of Sciences, I'll read about it in the next 6 months in Science Magazine. Sometimes they're fussy about really big points. Sometimes they're fussy about really small points. But scientists write objections when they see the big groups, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, International Energy Agency, or International Atomic Energy Agency, when they see them making mistakes. They discuss that in Science and Nature. Nature is the UK General Science Magazine that's peer-reviewed, and Science is the American General Science Magazine that's peer-reviewed. Scientists don't consider anything that has not gone through peer review as being contributed to the science community. They consider it all as contributed to the public. So the first thing, if you want to share your ideas with the science community, the absolute first thing you do is you write it up, and then a bunch of peers, that is, people who are experts in that field, review your work. They catch little errors, they catch big errors, they say, test this more, they reject it. Maybe some stuff gets through without any errors being detected. That's the first level of discernment in the science and policy communities. It goes to some general magazine like Science, or it goes to a much more specific magazine. Then once it's published in those magazines, scientists will look at the information in more detail. It'll be considered, more tests will be run, maybe the same tests will be run by different groups. Over time, there'll be more information about whether the initial ideas were valid or not.